Welcome to Holden Village. Today, in the incredible Creekside Room, today's speaker is Diane Shelton, and she will be speaking on I Wonder. So let's listen in on Diane Shelton.
My name is Diane Shelton. I'm from Mankato, Minnesota. And my normal job is teaching. I teach children with special challenges, and I've been doing that for about 20 years. And I also teach at the college level. So I get to teach the teachers and the teaching of the children, which is fun. And it's all in the same area. And it's kind of a lab school setting. So we do classes and then go work with children. So they're able to, on the spot, link theory and practice, which is a good way to learn. And that's one of the things that hopefully is happening for some of you here, where you come to a session and then you're able to take some of the things back and try with your families and in your interactions in the village. Today, the topic is I Wonder, or What If. I'm going to start, though, with a little review of some of the things that we've been talking about through the week. First of all, kind of the theme for you to keep in mind is that the purpose of this is to think in terms of weaving meaning into your family and your life through threads of communication. In many of the sessions, and as we experience life in Holden Village, a lot of what we're doing is learning about things bigger than what we encounter day to day in our relationships with other people. And this is an opportunity for you to really pull in and think about how you interact in your family and how to hopefully extend those interactions so that they're engaging and they're meaningful for you and for the other people that you're involved with. Some of the things we've talked about are just some good basic communication skills. Turn taking. Richard, sit down. Alright, it's my turn. One of the things we've been talking about is turn taking. And you know, that sounds so simple. But as children are learning to converse, they learn to do that by getting their turn to talk and listening to you. So they learn that basic skill. But have you heard a group of people sitting around chatting? Have you heard a group of children sitting around? It's really hard for each person to take their turn. It's hard to wait for that other person to finish, right? And what's happening while that other person is taking their turn a lot of times? And so it's not really focusing outside of ourself, it's focusing inward. And that's one of the things about engaging that we've been talking about, is that if we truly want to engage another person, it means focusing outside of ourselves. And what I think happens when you focus outside, is that eventually it comes back inside. So through our modeling, how we model with our children, how we interact with others, eventually comes back to us. Not always. Nothing is always. But many times. One example I have of that, this morning I was trying some of these things out with my own children, and I asked my son to tell me what things he liked about our family. He had to name some things that he liked about our family. What were some of the things? And he said that he really liked how we took care of each other when we were hurt or sick. And I'm thinking, we never talked about that. We never talk about that. That's just something that happens in our life. But that was the first thing that was important to him. Then I said, tell me some things that you wish were different in our family. And he said, I wish you were stricter with my sister. What he sees there is that I don't set enough limits. That's how he perceives it. And so maybe what I need to do is more of what we've been talking about. And some people brought up a good point about using the word labeling, so I've also added naming. The labeling sometimes has negative connotations. But in our context, that's not how it's been used or meant. But another word you can substitute there is naming or describing. And so maybe what I need to describe or name more clearly for him after that conversation is that my interactions with her are different than him, and he might not always see the consequences of her behavior because that might be private between us. The other thing we've been talking about yesterday, we talked a lot about, is taking cues, observation. Observing those around us. What kind of information are they giving us? Through their actions, their affect, their words, just living with them. And was there anyone here that wishes to share, that was here yesterday, some thoughts about maybe something they observed after thinking about taking cues from people? Think about it a little more. I'm giving you wait time. That's okay. That's because one of the other things is wait time, giving people time to think. We're always ready to jump in. And you went through the whole step there just like in a flash. She came to you, she said, I want to change plans. Now, another time, some of us would have said, you know what, this is what we've agreed on. And you could have just immediately entered into a power struggle. Possible? But what you did is observed her cues, and you also had an interaction, and you came up with a plan for the future. So you followed through, and how did it feel? You still got to arrange your time with her, but it was also, but she was also able to do what she wanted to and approach you. And yesterday we talked a little bit also about how negative cycles get started, because when we approach someone and they don't read our cues and we get a negative response, that can oftentimes start a cycle that will just continue and continue, and then it breaks down relationships. What you did is started a positive cycle. That was a number one plus, if you're thinking about a positive cycle. And now she knows, oh, you know, it worked for me to approach him. He listened to me, he heard me, he looked at me. We came up with a plan, we negotiated a plan, and it was successful. And so you can build those positive cycles, and that's, of course, what we're wanting to do. And that interaction, how long do you think that interaction took? 2 minutes? Okay. you can build meaningful relationships. When I talk about threads, I really mean threads. Tiny interactions through your day. But the piece was, you needed to engage. Okay, the other thing that I would like you to keep in mind as we talk today is our motivation. Why on earth are we here talking about communication? You all know the English language. As I listen to people communicate, I think, what are we know how to communicate. But the motivation is to have meaningful, engaging communication that builds our relationships, rather than simply scheduled, routinized, this is what we're going to do today, conversations. Today, I thought it would be fun to extend our communication a little more, to find out, to engage with the people that we care about or that we want to engage with, and find out maybe some of their what-ifs or I wonder. For instance, I wonder what would happen if we couldn't find our way back from Copper Mesa, and exploring that. That sounds kind of simple, but as you listen to how people respond to what ifs and I wonders, you learn tremendous things about them. Because the beauty of I wonder and what if is that there are no right or wrong answers. The possibilities are endless. And so when you engage with someone in an I wonder or what if conversation, the sky is the limit. And you can really start delving in creatively with the other person. Because our engagement isn't just to find out specific kinds of things, but to extend each person that we have a relationship with, to facilitate their spirit. And the way we can facilitate a spirit and help it grow and go is by engaging in conversations that have no specific answers. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to get together and do some I wonder and what if. Okay, we'll start out kind of a simple one that you've probably talked with people about before. You've all just won the lottery. And you've all just been given $100 million. $100 million. Now, what I'd like you to do is strip away all that you know about people that have won the lottery, you know, where they've had to get lawyers and, you know, all that yucky stuff. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to think about, all you have to discuss with someone is what you're going to do with that $100 million. And I'm going to give you about 30 seconds each. So in 30 seconds, I'll say switch, and the other person is to talk about what they do. Okay, does everybody have somebody that they can have that conversation with? And you can do it in threes, too, if you want. And then you have to know what they were going. You learn about that person? Did you hear about them? What did you hear about their values, maybe? About what they needed, maybe? What they cared about? As they told you. Okay, we're going to do another one. This one I want you to describe what your heaven looks like. I want you to describe what your heaven looks like. How's heaven? What did you learn about the person who described their heaven? When we interact with our children, there is so much we don't know that goes on inside of their heads and with other people, unless we take the time to ask, to present it, to wonder. You've been doing this for how long? Probably 2 minutes now? Think about what you've learned about the people that you're interacting with in a 2 minute period of time that you could have spent 2 weeks at Holden Village, and unless you ask the right questions or develop the right threads, we don't find out about each other. And my motivation is that I want a rich life. I want to engage with people and have a rich life. That's my motivation. I want to know my children. I want to know what they value, what they think, what they're afraid of. And I don't always get that just by observing them. But boy, can I find out a lot when I do. What if? So let's talk a little bit about what you found out from the people, what you learned about them. And you can talk kind of in generalities, but just to share a little bit with the group what you found out. Can we start with you two? Just don't, and you know, if there's something you don't want to share, that's fine.
I don't think you mind, but I found out specifically that you would like to do something else, to be a musical therapist.
Oh, so you'd like to change your career?
Yes. At some point, I'd like to ask her then what a musical therapist does, and she might be doing it.
Well, we just might even get to that. Okay, that's interesting. What do you do now?
I'm a secretary.
Great. So does it then start you thinking and wondering how you could achieve that? How does it feel to tell someone that who's listening to you?
That's really good.
Does it make it more real?
Yes.
When we have an opportunity to say what we think and we believe and we wonder, it makes it more real. Cogent. And I think what it does, which me is so significant when I kind of came to this realization myself, is that it integrates us. So it helps us say, think, believe, and act in an integrated way. Because we're saying what we think and what we believe. So it's kind of all coming together and we're more integrated. And by presenting these opportunities to children, we help them become integrated. Give them an opportunity to state what's important to them.
I think it makes it possible. I think it makes it a little more possible.
Yes.
Sure.
Because really, when we even do the what ifs, you know, what if we had $100 million? Those things that we would do with that money, some of us might think, well, you know, I guess I don't need that $100 million. That just might be my goal. Okay, how about you two? What did you find out about each other in the heaven? $100 million could be either.
Well, as far as heaven, Sherry seemed to think that really what she wanted was the relationships with other people that have gone before us. And not, you know, rooms or people lounging around and sunlit and without any pain or this sort of thing. More of a relationship type of. She was thinking about.
And I thought it was interesting, one thing he wanted was, he said he thought heaven would be something like this, where we would still be learning and discussing. And so I guess I hadn't thought about that. I thought we didn't know everything.
We know everything. And you know what, that's what I like about doing this kind of thing too, because your ideas spark ideas. Your comments spark thinking. So instead of living like this, and thinking the only ideas that I have, that have to come from within myself, it's so wonderful because I get it from all, everybody. How about you two?
I found through both exchanges that she seems to really value people and want to share and people.
And that's what I heard about her too.
We both want to interact and connect.
And so how does
our
that
heavens were very similar.
Yeah.
Peace and harmony and meaningful exchange and that interconnectedness through all peoples.
And so when you leave this room and go from here, you have now a connection. When you see each other, it's no longer just this person who's, remember we talked about yesterday, we did an image of what a package would look like, and we can all see the outside of a package, but we don't know what's inside. Now you have a little better picture of what's inside the package. And you're more alike in some respects than different in thinking. How about over here? How'd you learn about each other? If you want to share.
These two are very, very generous with the money.
So you like want to hang out with them?
And the heaven was a community thing, an elimination of pain and tears and all that.
Yeah. Do you want to share anything you learned here? Only if you want.
Well, I thought he was the more generous. He was. I didn't think of. Yeah, you were generous with your kids, but he was going to give it all away, all but 10%.
Oh, so he saw the tail.
Half the taxes. And then he saw this big thing, but plenty of time to talk to everyone. Time is enough. Now you talk and talk and eat and eat.
Drink and drink and then drink.
Time, yeah, that's
it.
Peggy's heaven is having
$100 million. What?
Having $100 million.
Oh.
No, it was,
right.
She tied the two things together in terms of her appreciation of home, house, community, and country. Nexus. I think that's what.
Ours was a lot of security. Better, no guns. More better, less guns.
In heaven?
In heaven.
Yeah. Very old.
Okay, now we're going to try another one. Only this one's not going to be quite as pleasant. What if you are with people you care about and you had planned a trip, but you got on the wrong airplane. And you were all of a sudden delivered to a place that you didn't know. There's no point of reference. So, that's it. You're with one other, well, let's see, should we make it totally alone?
Yes.
Okay, totally alone. You're totally alone. And you're on an airplane. The wrong airplane. And it's kind of a nightmare, isn't it?
I was just saying, you're making it into a nightmare.
Have you been to one of those? Well, now you get to work your way out of it. Okay. So what are you going to do? How are you going to respond? Give yourself a couple seconds to think. What?
First thing to do is ask someone.
Well?
There is no one.
You're on your own.
Well,
ready?
Can I ask one question first?
Sure.
What do you mean by no one?